Well, let's get a little bit more color on everything that's going on in the crypto world with Michelle Bond over at the Association for Digital Assets Markets. Great to have you on the program, Michelle. You know, you're the CEO of an agency that or an organization that really has front row seats to all of this going on. I'm just wondering if you could kind of quickly respond to that news. Obviously, a lot of interest from the White House in getting a closer look to crypto. I mean, when you see names like the State Department perhaps getting involved, do you feel like this is a productive way to be approaching a possible framework for regulation?
Yeah, so I do. And there has been talk of this executive order since last November. It was actually supposed to be issued back then. And it was, I think, at that time rumored to actually have even a broader sort of mandate where there was supposed to be a crypto czar appointed and they were actually going to propose some more regulatory measures as opposed to just having a study. Over the, you know, the past few months, the Biden administration has seemingly sort of walked back from where their, you know, initial position was. And what they are doing is this whole of government approach and essentially now, you know, requesting several studies. These studies will be conducted, as you noted, by several different members, you know, all across the government. So, yes, it will include the intelligence agencies, the State Department, the markets regulators, the bank regulators will all be involved and they'll make recommendations. I think it's also important just to note that a lot of these things, even when there's a study and recommendations made, a lot of these things do require an act of Congress. And Chairman Powell of the Fed has given his commitment to Congress that before a CBDC moves forward in the United States, that he will make sure that he gets the congressional buy-in before that's done. There is a Fed open proposal right now that the industry is working on providing public comment on. So there's, I think, a lot of moving parts going, but I think this is a positive step. And I think, you know, having the federal government study where the risks are, where the benefits are, what the opportunities are, and, you know, in a whole of government way, I think that's a good thing for crypto.
Michelle, when we talk about how the regulators in DC work, it's important to note that everything moves very slowly. And even this EO is just beginning studies at the various agencies to kind of embark on a possible regulatory framework. But do you feel like the trade group and your members have a seat at the table? Because as all of this is happening, kind of the voices that these regulators solicit as they try to figure out what the best approach here is pretty important, is it not?
Yeah, so what I absolutely love about Adam is we created our own seat at the table. So in 2018, when our group was formed, we actually proposed our own code of conduct, and that's what has been regulating the crypto spot market. So all of our members agree to adhere to our code of conduct, and it creates the, you know, all the guiding principles for custody, settlement, trading and markets, conflicts of interest, you name it. I think it's really important to note that because what the industry has done here is actually more, has raised the bar for market integrity higher than what any federal regulator has done to date. So I think obviously, you know, from that respect, yes, the industry has had a voice in the regulation of the industry. And then secondly, I would just say, look, we have been very, very busy with the comment letter process, and we will continue to engage productively via the comment letter process with, you know, the Fed, the SEC, all of the open proposals. And then in addition, we've been very actively engaged with Capitol Hill and working on different legislative solutions for this space to make sure that innovation is not hampered in any way in the United States, mm-hmm. but also in a way where consumers can be protected.
Michelle, you know, there are a lot of voices out there. And one of the big voices that got a lot of attention specifically yesterday was Berkshire Hathaway's Charlie Munger, who made some remarks about a cryptocurrency at large. I want to play a clip of what he said yesterday. Take a listen.
You let a bad genie out of a bottle, God knows what happens. I think it was a huge mistake to allow it at all. And the truth of the matter is our regulatory establishment, when they quit the government, they go out into this heavily promotional capitalism. And so it's very hard to get the government to make good, wise decisions about something like Bitcoin.
And then Munger, after the fact, mentioned that he feels like China handle cryptocurrency better by just outright banning it. Just wondering if you had any response to that type of commentary that's obviously out there in the ether.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think digital assets are here. They're here to stay, and they are the natural evolution of finance. And when you look at digital assets and cryptocurrencies, look, it's more than just an investment opportunity. It's we see payment rails that are being simplified. These secure blockchains have uses from gaming to medical records. It's much farther reaching than just in finance. The space, in especially in finance, is full of good actors who want comprehensive regulation that works, you know, to protect both consumers and also foster innovation. These are the conversations that Adam is having, you know, every day with the Hill, with regulators, with the industry, and international bodies. We've been very, very busy at work on that front. I saw a recent tweet from Elon Musk that addressed some of these statements by Munger, and I thought it was funny and worth mentioning. Elon said he was at a lunch with Munger in 2009, where he told the whole table all the ways in which Tesla would fail. And Elon said it made him quite sad, but he told him that he agreed with all of those reasons and that maybe, you know, they would probably die, but it was worth trying anyway. And I thought that was a really sort of cute remark, but it just goes to show you that, you know, I do think that we're seeing sort of a change, and, you know, some people are not as quick to adopt change, especially when, you know, they've been working in a different field for such a long time. However, I do think that the wave for the future is going to be via the blockchain and digital assets.
I mean, Michelle, a lot of people saying some really mean things about Charlie Munger. I would actually say that for an Elon tweet, that wasn't as bad as maybe we would have expected from the head of Tesla there. But it does kind of show that there's perhaps an institutional gap in the way that people understand the use cases, but also the risks of cryptocurrency. When you talk about the membership of Atom, I understand you have some new members. I don't know if you want to tell us about that, but how important is just kind of getting the institutional knowledge up out there?
Yeah. So one of the things that I love about our membership roster is that the vast majority of our members came from traditional finance. So that's an awesome thing, because these members are used to seeing how the financial markets are regulated. And that provides a very thoughtful pathway towards getting digital asset markets regulated. And that's why we've been working very hard on our code of conduct and potentially working towards building a self-regulatory organization and really trying to just advance market integrity for our space. So we are very excited, breaking news, you know, to announce that we have grown our membership roster very substantially. And we've also added some brand new board members. So FTX and FTX US are now on Adam's board. Robinhood Crypto is now on Adam's board. Multicoin Capital is now on Adam's board. These are really some of the best firms in the industry. We're extremely excited to have them on our board. And then more broadly and more deeply, we've also just expanded our membership roster in addition. So we've added Coin Fund, the Digital Asset Council of Financial Professionals, the Hero Foundation, Solidus Capital, Symphony. Those are all new members, and as well as some new law firms, such as like Anderson Kill, Mayer Brown, McGonigal, and as strategic legal partners. So we're expanding our membership pretty substantially and with some really great actors in the industry. And it's very, very important to us to work with good actors who are interested in, you know, advancing the regulation for this space.
Yeah, no, and very important as that dialogue does ramp up. Michelle Bond, Association for Digital Assets Market CEO, thank you so much for stopping by.